And while Juan was preparing for that interview with President Bush at the White House, I spoke with the president's man in Baghdad, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Saleh Khalilzad. And I asked about the debate on the Iraq resolutions in the Senate and remarks by Defense Secretary Robert Gates that they might, quote, embolden the enemy.
You remember that when General Petraeus was testifying in front of the Senate, he said that such a resolution could have that kind of an effect. The president has spoken on this issue clearly, and the local commanders have spoken on this issue, and they believe they need more forces. The Iraqis have said they do as well. So in terms of the credibility of our effort here, it'll be important to deliver on the commitment that we have made.
May I just ask, the new Speaker of the House, Congresswoman Pelosi, just led a delegation of Democrats there to Baghdad. She's headed back for the States now. Did you have the chance to speak with her?
Oh, yes, of course. I spoke with her and her team of several distinguished chairmen that she had brought along. We had a good, serious discussion with me, and then I, of course, attended several meetings that I had organized for them with the Iraqis, and they delivered a clear message to the Americans here as well as to the Iraqis that the patience of the American people is running out, that they would like to see Iraq taking on more responsibilities and for Iraqis to solve their own problems as quickly as possible. They did deliver that message loud and clear.
This view that it's really time for the Iraqi government to meet its defense and security responsibilities. Here's a quote from you 6 months ago, more than 6 months ago, speaking to the German news magazine Der Spiegel. The next 6 months will be critical in terms of reining in the danger of civil war. If the government fails to achieve this, it will have lost its opportunity. It's hard to see that the government secured this over the last 6 months.
Well, you're right that the kind of progress that we thought had to be made, that the kind of progress that the government had to make in terms of dealing with the issues that I was discussing at that time, particularly issues having to do with sectarian violence, was not dealt with. Sectarian violence continued. There were periods in which it actually escalated. So therefore, that led to a review, as a result of the review, this new strategy was developed. But I do believe that the government did not do all that was necessary, that enough progress was not made, enough tough decisions were not made by the government during that period. Yes.
Mr. Ambassador, last week I interviewed NPR's Ann Garrels, who you know is one of the most experienced reporters there in Baghdad.
Yes.
She had come back from an interview with the mayor of Sadr City, felt confident enough that she could go for an interview with this man, and she said she also detected in him some kind of renewed determination to really try to deal with the coalition forces, to try to make things better, and to put himself out as a leader of coming together rather than division. Do you know this man, and what accounts for this?
I think there is a change that has taken place in recent weeks, and this gentleman has engaged with the coalition. We've had the deputy commander of the multinational forces and someone from the embassy meet with him. He has said that he would welcome the coalition forces to come to Sadr City, that they can operate out of the police stations, and that they would like to work with the coalition to secure Baghdad, and that he supports the new security plan. Now, some say this is a tactical change. Others say this may be more, that this could indicate a change in strategy and a change of heart. We hope it's the latter, but even if it is the former, it's a positive step. We have to be aware of possible tactical nature of this change. We want the Sadrists to participate in the political process. We want them not to carry out unlawful activities. We want death squads not to be embedded inside the Sadr movement. We want them to support reconciliation, and we want them to support the lawful institutions of Iraq.
There are these militias that have been harbored within Sadr City, this large Shiite neighborhood. They're loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr. Muqtada al-Sadr, I read in the papers last week, says he is on the move all the time. He's afraid that the Americans are out to get him personally. Is that true?
Well, I can tell you that there are elements that consider themselves or say they are part of Muqtada al-Sadr's movement, militias, death squads, who are not loyal to Muqtada and do not take their orders from Muqtada, but who have embedded themselves in the movement. And there are forces that are working under the command of Muqtada al-Sadr. I saw that statement. Frankly, it came as a surprise to us. We, of course, go after all those who target the coalition, who kill innocent Iraqis or go after the Iraqi security forces. But I do not have anything to say about the particular individuals. I'm not aware of a focus on Muqtada himself as a target.
Are you saying we are not targeting Muqtada al-Sadr? We're not looking for him?
I'm saying that I'm not aware that there is any imminent plan to go after Muqtada al-Sadr personally.
Finally, Mr. Ambassador, you are the longest-serving top-level American diplomat in Iraq since the fall of Saddam Hussein. You're about to leave. You're going to the UN. Mr. Bush has appointed you to be the next U.S. ambassador, pending Senate confirmation. What's the most important lesson that you might pass on to your successor?
Well, I'm going to be here for a couple of more months, so I'm not going to do this as a farewell to Baghdad interview. I hope we will have a chance to talk about that before I leave, since I might be here still for a while.
All right. Salmeh Khalilzad, U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, speaking with us from his office at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.